Okay, this is the explanation for the whoosh bottle experiment we demonstrated in class today. In looking at this experiment, it's important that we recognize the reactions that are available to us. We have endothermic reactions and exothermic reactions. Exothermic reactions release energy, they release heat. Endothermic reactions absorb heat. The reactions in this experiment are, can you guess? Exothermic. That's right, they release heat. So in this case, the bottle starts full of air containing the important chemical element oxygen. Alcohol is quite volatile, which means it evaporates very quickly, turning into vapor. When the alcohol evaporates, you get a mixture of air, oxygen, and alcohol in the bottle. Throw in a match, we add energy, and the two chemicals react. This is a combustion reaction. It is an exothermic reaction. It releases heat. After an initial whoosh, it uses up most of the oxygen in the bottle. You might see the flame blink on and off or chug in the bottle. This occurs because there is still alcohol in the bottle, but the oxygen is used up, so oxygen is drawn into the bottle from the opening. Ignites, more oxygen is drawn into the bottle, and ignites until the vapor is basically used up. The reaction produces carbon dioxide and water. If you were to immediately try this reaction again by adding more alcohol, you wouldn't get a good reaction because the bottle is now full of carbon dioxide instead of oxygen, and flame needs oxygen in order to burn.